the masses, men of every birth, fore and after. Jesus gave the key.
Yes, you're listening to WGUM's Disrupt. Gregory Scott, we're glad that you're with us. We have had a revival going on this week, Homelessness. And I want you to know that tonight we're going to have Jamarva Lloyd talking to us, coming to us from Chicago. And before, however, we bring her, I'm going to let you get a word from and an introduction from Pastor Patricia Benneman, after which we will play a song favorite of Pastor Marva Henry, and that song, Marva Henry Lloyd, that song will be A Little More Jesus. So let me open up Pastor Benneman's line, and let's pray for a little feedback.
Yes, God bless you. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for the blood. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. And I am so glad to have a God like that on my side. I am so glad to have a God like that in my life. And I tell you, because He lives tonight, I can face tomorrow. I don't feel like facing tomorrow right now with what I'm facing, the opposition against it. But I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I am so happy to be with you all once more and again, to have my dear, precious friend that I have known for over 6 years now, my friend, Pastor Marva Henry Lloyd. She is the pastor of her church. She is the senior pastor. Hope in the Last Days Outreach Ministry. Hope in the Last Days. Did you hear that title? Hope in the Last Days. We need a hope. For the songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his the God. Before our pastor comes, we will listen to the song that she selected, I Need Just a Little More Jesus.
Your line is open.
God bless you, men and women of God. I want to tell you on today, I need just a little more Jesus. Can't get enough of him. Amen. I want to come here tonight. I want to give a shout out first to my very good friend, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Amen. And Dr. Gregory Scott. I want to come tonight, praise God, just to give them a little encouragement on their third year with Glory United Ministries. And then I begin to think back, and when I first met Pastor, she wasn't a pastor then. But I'm going to tie it on in with the message. And I just thank God for them on today. And I want to come today to encourage them. Amen. We know even though we have a journey to keep and we have a journey to live by, but you know, a lot of times we go through some changes. We go through some challenges. There's some situations and circumstances come up in our life. But guess what? It's only to make up. The Bible said, he told us in the Word of God that our trials come to make us strong. He said tribulation worketh patience. Patience brings experience. And then experience brings hope. And then that hope maketh us alive. Amen. I want to go to the book of Joshua. But I'm going to tie these here books in together, and it's going to come up, and I'm going to be talking to you on tonight that God will perform his word. One thing about it, I'm like Abraham. Now I stand firm on the word of God because I believe this. If God said it, it shall come to pass. The Bible said Abraham staggered not against the promises of God. When God say a thing, God will bring. I don't care what you face. I don't care what you see. I don't care what goes on in your life. You better believe he said, what did he say in the word? He said, I esteem my word. I put my word up there above my name. Now, they said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. But he said, I take my word and I esteem it above that. Because when my word go out, it must accomplish the thing that it went out for. I want to talk a little bit over here about in Joshua. And then I'm going to go from Joshua, and then I'm going to go to the book of Numbers, and I'm going to tie all of these here in together. But, oh, I give God the glory, because one thing about it, when he declare a thing, it shall come to pass. I'm going to start at Joshua 1, and I'm going to read on down to about, thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to read. So after the death of Moses, praise you, Jesus. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, that aside, say, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River. People of God, all that's going to be with them, all that standing aside them, those that's going to be in the back of them, those going to be in the front of them, you got to walk with them. He said, get ready to cross. It's time to cross on over. It's time to cross. He told us, Joshua told the people, y'all get ready now. It's time for y'all to get ready to cross this Jordan. It's time to get ready to go over this thing. It's time to get ready. But look what he went on to say. He said, time to get ready to cross the Jordan. To enter the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you sit your feet, as I promised Moses. And look, Moses is gone. Moses is dead. Moses has crossed to the other side already. that yet even though God told them children of Israel that he had sent them, he sent Moses to lead them and guide them out from Egypt to take them over to the land that floweth with milk and honey. Even though he told them that, and them people were looking to go into that land that flowed with milk and honey. Now look, that, and now me and him, Moses, been died. And they still haven't got there yet. But it's one thing I see here, even though he promised Moses, take the children of Israel to that promised land, to that land that I have promised them that's flowing with milk and honey. Even though Moses started out to take them, but Moses died along the way. But then God also had another ram in the bush. He had Joshua. He had Joshua there to take the children of Israel over to the land that flowed with milk and honey. Now look, God had already promised them that he was going to take them there. Now the one that was going to take them, he died. But yet God performed his word. Yet God stood on his word. Yet God, he didn't renege like some of us would do. We'll renege with things that go on right. But he never reneged on his word. He stood on his word. He said, Moses is gone. Now here comes Joshua. He anointed Joshua also to take up a crop. Because when God says something, he stands on it. When God decree of it, he stands on it, people of God. Only thing you got to do is believe it. He said, if you can believe that all things are possible, if you can only believe, though, you got to believe that whatever God said and whatever you believe God for, you got to stand on it. You must stand on it, and God going to back it up, because he said, I hasten to perform my word. He was over there in Jeremiah 1:12. He said, I hasten to look out for my word. He said, I hasten to perform my word. I hasten. He said, not only do I hate them, he said, I be watchful. I'm watchful of my word. And I will not say a thing that I came back. He said, I even told you, I'm not the son of man that I need to be last. Neither I am the son of man that I need to repent of anything that I've said. If I said it, it shall come to pass. I know a lot of us today, we have a lot of things that we have up before God. And then we wondering, God, when are you going to do it? When are you going to bring this thing to pass? God, you told me 5 years ago. Lord, you told me. God, I thank you. I praise you. You told me 3 years ago. God, and you told me a year. He said, but if you can believe, he said, all things are possible unto the man that believes. I don't care what it is, people of God, you got to recognize and believe on today that God hates it to perform his word. He'll back up his word. Look, I want to show you something. Show you God to back it up. Show you he will. Look, I'm gonna run over real quick here to the book of Numbers. Amen. I want to go in Numbers 25th verse. I want to show you something. See, these here children of Israel, they were getting ready to come out of the land. They were getting ready to cross over the Jordan River. So Joshua was preparing them and was getting them ready to cross. But before they crossed over, the Bible said they went over into abide over there in Shittim. When they went over to abide in Shittim, listen, let me tell you something, people. When they went over there in Shittim, a whole lot of Shittim and stuff started happening. If stuff started messing up, stuff started happening like crazy. The Bible said even the elders that they had, they went over there trying to start looking at them pretty women and them old women, and well, them old women got them men and started having them to go into them orgies and say, girl, what's the time out? But let me tell you something, after all of that taking place, after all of that went on, praise God, God still performs his word. God backs up his word. He's not like us, and we don't do what you think we should do, praise God, and then we'll stop everything. You might be the said, I'm going to send you this. And because I didn't do it like you want me to, I didn't say it like you want me to, you took it away from me. But look what God did. After he was getting them ready to go over the Jordan, they were getting ready to cross. But God still backed up his word. It said, let me read. It said, while Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with the Moabite women. They got over there, and it was the leaders. Now, come on now. And then they had got on over there, and they start having orgies. They start enjoying themselves. Oh, boy, they was having fun, doing all the things that they wanted to do. But how many know? It doesn't matter, people of God, when God declare a thing, when God decree a thing, know that he's going to bring that thing to pass. Well, these children are either they had to do something, still, they had to get themselves together. They had to get their minds right. They had to come before God. I heard God say, if you repent of the evil that you've done, I'm faithful and I'm just enough to forgive you and then wash you from all unrighteousness. So God never takes back what he said. He will not go back on his word, people of God. He can't go back on his word. And he said, whatever I say, I hasten. I get in a hurry to perform it for you. I watch over the words that I say. And then I begin. And when I come, didn't he say, when I come quickly, and then my reward is with you, me, when I come? He said, I hasten, people of God, to perform his word. And after they got through doing all this mess on over there, then God went pleased. And the man of God came. You know, they were talking about the man of God. He came, and he got a spear. And he was, and then they had the nerve to bring one of the women in presence of the man of God. And when they brought that man, woman in there, the presence of the man of God, that the man of God got a spear. Let me read that. I'm running. Glory to God. I get all excited. He said, then he said, the Moabite woman invited them to the sacrifice. Come on. Invited them to the sacrifice to their God. He said, the people ate and bowed down before those gods. So Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of Pura. And he said, then he said, and the Lord's anger burned against them. The Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders, look at that, take all the leaders of these people, kill them. Then expose, he said, expose them. And then look, after he told them, and then he said, expose them in the broad daylight before the Lord. And then he said, so that the Lord's fiery anger may turn away from Israel. Man took the sword after he done came in there with the woman, brought the lady in there, and just parading her around in the around the men, the women of God. The man went out. He was so angry. He couldn't stand to see the sin that was taking place. And then here he gonna come, and here this woman come in, praise God. And then they got before the men of God, and they would disrespect them. So he went out and got a javelin. And when he came in, he took the spear, and he threw the spear. And the spear went through the woman and the man. And he destroyed them for the sin. But see, listen, even though them children of Israel, he said, kill all the leaders, remember? He said, kill all of them. But see, the thing here, when God say a thing, when God make a promise, then he got to back it up. Because he promised them when Moses was there, they was going to go into the land that the Lord would milk. And then after he said it, praise God, that he was going to go into the land that flowed with milk and honey, then here comes Joshua. Joshua had to get across the Jordan River. And y'all know if you read up on it and get some history on it, you know that Jordan River was a bad river. that was a messed up place. And you sometimes get in some places and you can say, oh, my God, how did I get here? Oh, God, how did I come up against this type of thing here? But it's one thing I want you to know. I don't care what you come up against. Even though them children of Israel came up against that horrible, horrible river, but God said that he was going to allow them to go across the river. And then but after they were going across, I told you they had to go stay over there and shit them. And then all of that junk and mess started happening over there, baby. And it started, a whole lot of stuff started going on. And then how God blessed them even after he said, kill all the leaders. He got rid of them. He said, kill them. And after he got rid of them, then he told them, said, now look, there's some young men. There's some more young ones here that haven't bowed to Baal. That didn't bow, they still got, you know, still have their mind stayed on him, still looking to the hill for which cometh their help. There are some have not given up yet. There are some that won't bow to them. He said, I want you to get them together, and I want you to bless them and get them together because I need them to be able to lead. He was raising up new leaders. He was raising up new because the other one, they bowed to Baal. He said, get them that have not bowed yet. Get them that have not bowed to them. And I want to raise up new leaders so they can lead the people. God is raising up leaders in this last day. And Pastor Benjamin and Dr. Gregory Scott, you are in that place. You are in front of the one that God is getting ready to use like never before in these last days. He's getting ready to, look, he had already raised you up. Because when I met Pastor Benjamin, she wasn't a pastor. When I first met her, she was on the prayer line. But I remember God giving me a word to give her. I said, woman of God, I don't know you. I said, but God told me he done set you aside. I said, woman of God, God then told me you are like an antique piece that sits on a mantle. I said, he got you sitting on the mantle. It's not your time right now. It's not your time for God to use you, but God done set you aside. You his precious ornament, and he set you aside, praise God, and after setting you aside, he said, this is my precious ornament. He said, I told you, I said, Pastor, you're just like an antique piece, and you stand out. You're raw. God, is going to use you in the last day. And I thank and praise God that she has been now ordained as a pastor, and God is using her. And then she met Dr. Scott, and they came together and began to do some things. And there are some things been prophesied too that God's going to bring to pass. Because when God say a thing, he cannot lie. And he will not lie. And he can't take it back. I don't care what goes on. I don't care what we say, what we've been through. When God declares, he will bring it to pass. You see what he did with these those children of Israel. He said, kill the leaders. Get rid of them. And then raise up some more. Because I want you to raise up those that won't bow to Baal. I want you to raise up those that won't go and start serving idol God. I want you to raise them up. So I want to raise up new leaders so they can continue to lead my people. And that's what he did. He got the new people and brought them in, the new leaders, those that didn't bow to Baal. He raised them up and got them ready. For one thing I will say again, when he declared, he will bring it to pass. He hastened to perform his word. He's going to perform it. I don't care what happened. You see what happened here? But he performed it.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
bless you. Enemy, the enemy. Oh, but that's the way he is. But I want you to know, people of God, when God declares a thing, it will come to pass. When God declares it, when he says it, he hastens. He's going to put that thing together. He's going to put it. He said, I'm watchful over my word. He said, and I come to perform it quickly. I come to perform it quickly in your life. We better know today, people of God, we better stand on the word of God. Let us stand firmly on the word of God. Let us believe the word of God. Let us believe what God said. Whatever it is, whatever it is that you need from God today, know that he will. Look how he performed his word when he told the children of Israel. You know, when Egypt got in behind them and Pharaoh got in behind them, and how God opened the Red Sea. He performed his word on their behalf. He performed. He told Moses, stretch out your rod. And when he told Moses to stretch out the rod, praise God, Moses stretched out the rod, and the children of Israel walked across on dry land. And when they walked across on dry land, look what happened. Glory to God, how the Pharaoh and his army came in behind them, and how God drowned Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. But what did he say to the children of Israel? Then he said, now look, these troubles that now that you see, these Egyptians you see now, you'll see them no more forever. God said, if you can believe and stand on my word, the Egyptians, the trouble, the things that you're going through now, the stuff that you're facing, you won't see them no more. Look, God, look, God said, I'm moving the old stuff out your way to make room for your new. He said, even the, watch this. He said, even the old, he said, the food you ate last year, you won't eat this year. A lot of folks ate a lot of chicken and stuff. But he said, you won't eat that this year. But you got to believe God. He said, I moved the old to make room for your new. No one thing God is getting ready for y'all. You better listen at what I'm saying. God said, I'm getting ready to move some old things out the way. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. God said, I'm getting ready to move some old stuff away. I'm getting ready to perform my word. I'm getting ready to perform my word on your behalf. He said, I'm moving some things, and I'm getting ready to make room for your move. Oh, God, I thank you. I praise you on the night, Lord God. You said, God, and I believe you. You're moving the old to make room for the new. Come on now. Somebody is standing in a need of a new thing. Somebody is standing waiting for God to do the new thing in their life. He said, now I'm moving it. I'm moving the old out the way, and I'm making room for your new. You know why? Because you have found favor in the eyesight of God. You have found favor. So, God, I thank you for moving. God said, if you can believe it, then you can receive it. What he said over there in Mark, I love that Mark 11 and 24. He said, believe, receive, and then you shall have it. That's all you got to do. Believe, receive. God sent you through all this stuff here so he can get you to where he wants to get you to. That's why you had to go through all the things that you went through. That's why a lot of us had to go through Shittim, face a whole lot of stuff over there. But God brought us out. He said, I brought you out to bless you. Not to harm you, not to hurt you, but I brought you out to bless you. And I want to perform, I want people to stand up and say, look at what God is doing. He said, because I'm going to perform my word on your behalf. I'm going to perform my word, God say, on tonight. So, Lord, we thank you. God, we want to praise you. We want to magnify you on tonight. We want to glorify your name. Father, we thank you because we know that you cannot lie. And, Father, we know you will back up your word. Man, you are something awesome, Lord. You will back your word. You hasten to perform your word. I think about the miracle, the thing that you did for me on the other day. I give you praise, God, because it wasn't nobody but you, God. You said you hasten to perform your word on our behalf. You hasten, God. You get in a hurry. You come quickly. And you do what God said, if you can believe. Watch this. I'm going to move the old. I'm going to move the old. That way, I can make room for your new. Because I can't give you your new because your old is it anymore. Oh, child. It can't level shape. Your old is in the way. But I'm moving the old out the way. Get ready for your new. I want to say God bless each and every one on the radio tonight. I pray that the Lord gave a word that will be a blessing to you. I pray that you receive something from the word on tonight. And I want to turn this part back over to Dr. Gregory Scott.
My heavens, I was just expecting you, Pastor, to come on. Looking forward to more words.
I don't know how long to stay on.
Look, okay, we can just keep this thing going for hours. But at any rate, at this point in time, and I know she'll probably tease out a few more words from you, I'd like to bring on the line Pastor Patricia Benneman to give us also some words of wisdom and words to live by. Pastor Benneman, your line is open.
Hey, man, I tell you, it is so good to just listen to the word of God. I truly want to give all thanks to God now, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I thank God for this third anniversary. This is the conclusion. Somebody needs to cut their mic off. This is the conclusion of the speakers. This is the climax of the four speakers that God put into my heart to ask them, and each of them was overwhelmed. They were excited. I thank God for my Apostle Cheryl Wade, who was responsible for making up that beautiful flyer that some of you receive by your cell phone, your email. And I'd like to just give a round of thanks out to her on tonight. And if you need any graphics done, I have her number, and she'd be more than happy to give you what God has given her. That was her design. I only gave her the names and the churches of the pastors, and she took it from there. I love it. I would also like to say, Dr. Scott, I need you to see if you see caller number 2202 on the line. And right now, it is offering time in Glory United Ministry. Come on, let's get happy and excited about having an offering to give. You know, the Bible tells you when you come to God, don't come empty, come with an offering. They brought their gifts in the book of Exodus. It tells us about bring your gifts. So we just thank God that we don't have a church bill to pay per se, but we do have a Blog Talk Radio bill to pay, and I don't preach for money, but money helps me to preach, and we're asking for a love offering, a donation from 3 cents to $3 million. Now, I know everyone ought to be able to give. Our announcer will tell you where you can send your check, your money order. You can go on the internet and click on our website, and there you will see on the right side there PayPal, and you can swipe your debit card or any of your major credit cards. And it's just a blessing. Make your check out, of course, to Glory United Ministries. And we just are so happy. We will conclude on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time with yours truly, Pastor Patricia Benneman. And I know at 10 a.m. it's the church hour for many of God's people, you're going to church or preparing to go to church. So it might be a little inconvenient for some of you to listen at 10, but be assured that whatever sermon I preach on Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday, the day that I started on the fourth Sunday in October of 2012, that makes it the 3-year mark, I will be playing the tape on that Wednesday at 7 p.m. Let's keep it at the 7 p.m. hour. I know that there are television programs that some of you like to watch. So we're coming on at 7. We're off by 8 unless the Lord have his way. But just hang in there with us. Special shout out to my sister Jacqueline Grant, who has been my advocate. I just thank God for my sister, and I do have a prayer request, Pastor Henry. My nephew is in the hospital at the point of death, but it's a point of death. He's not dead. And I believe in God for a miracle for his life. I am in El Paso, Texas, and he needs this surgery. He needs a defibrillator, but he said, I won't budge until my aunt gets back here on the East Coast. So I'm asking God to keep him until I can get home. And I'm just so excited about the Lord and what it is. My heart is heavy. I won't lie. My heart is heavy. And I've already lost one nephew, and I ask God, please don't take Jimmy from me. I had him since he was 6 months old, and I love him to life. I don't love him to death. I love him to life. So we just going to believe God as Pastor Henry prays. Those of you that need prayer or want prayer for your loved ones or your own self, just push the one on your phone, and Dr. Scott will call the numbers of your phone, the last four, and we will open up the line for Pastor Henry to pray a prayer for you. Dr. Scott, did you find that number that I'm looking for?
The number is there. What I'd like to do is make the announcement that you said the people while we're on there. Yeah, and 2202 is there, and 22 is my blessed number, so you know we're going to open that up. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, this is your announcer, your host, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and we want you to know that you can send your donations to 251 North DuPont Highway, and the address that you're addressing it to, Glory United Ministries, care of Dr. Gregory Scott, that's 251 North DuPont Highway, that's DuPont, and then you want to add right behind that highway, PMB, as in Patricia Moore Benjamin, PMB 22, and that's Dover, Delaware, 19901. So that is the number, and Pastor Benjamin, are you wanting me to open up the line for 2202 right now?
Yes, I would like for you to bring 2202 on. She's a very dear friend of mine, and the sermon on last night where Pastor Apostle Gertie Ford brought last night out of the book of Jeremiah, when I met this woman who's about to come on, she is Bishop Melvina Fields. She spoke to me from Jeremiah 1:9 saying that God was going to use me to tear down and to pluck, to root out, to pluck up and to tear it up and put it back together again. And I'm just so happy. It's a bad click on the phone, but we are using technology. We just thank God for what we have. And I just wanted to introduce her properly. And then after that, we will open up the lines for anyone desiring prayer for our host pastor, Pastor Marva Henry Lloyd, to be able to pray for you And I just want to thank God. My heart is very heavy, but I know that God is a healer. I know that God is able. And there are times when our faith is going to be tested, and we have to know that on Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. And I'm just trusting in his word that he promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. And the song today is so sweet, to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know what says the Lord. I'm waiting on God to perform the miracle that I asked to perform. And the performance of God is our refuge, and he can perform a miracle that the doctor or man cannot do. Bishop Fields, God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless all the people of God. I thank God for Pastor Patricia. I thank God for Pastor Henry.
Yes.
Thank God. I'm sorry.
Please continue.
Thank God for Dr. Scott. Amen. I was thinking about how God has put all this together. Amen. And how he has gone beyond the principalities to allow this thing to be done. And I hear my sister. I feel her pain. I feel the heaviness. And this is what came in my spirit. I preached a message not too long ago. What do you do when only a miracle will do? You just stand. You stand on God's word, because as the pastor said, God is going to perform his word. Hallelujah. You just stand. I thank God for what he's doing in the ministry. Amen, amen. It encourages my heart. Amen. Because some things have been a long time coming, but I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. So God bless you all on this journey. Hallelujah. There are going to be some bumps and stumps of big toes along the way, and I use that analogy because when we stump our toe, how the pain goes through the whole body. And this is what you're going through right now. And I know you know all of this. But be encouraged. Be encouraged. And God has dispatched his angels all around your nephew, all around your family. And we thank God for that tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Now, what I'd like to say to everyone who's on the call tonight is that we're going to play A Little More Jesus by Erica Campbell. And while it's playing, I want you to know that you can press 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you are interested in allowing Pastor Marva to pray for you. And what I'll do is I'll say your number, last 4 of your telephone number, and then I'll open the mic, and then you'll be able to let the pastor know what area of your life you are asking for prayer.
I need just a little more Jesus.
To help me.
5793. Your line is open for prayer. Now let me go down now. I need to open up Pastor Henry's line as well. So let's hang on 1 second here. Here we go. Pastor Henry, your line is open. And
yes,
you're about
hello.
To have a prayer request. Hello, please.
Hello.
5793. Will you say your, what is your prayer need?
I just want prayer, and my name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Is it a special thing you want prayer for? You just need prayer.
I just need prayer.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you tonight on the behalf of Sarah. Sarah, that name sounds so good. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you meet Sarah's every need, God. You know what you stand in need of, God. You know what's before you, God. You know, you said in the word of God, you told us in your word, Father, that before we even come before you asking you, you already know what we need. Now, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will grant it unto her. God, give her her heart desire, Father God. Father, fix everything that's broken. Father, you promised that you will. You fix that thing that is broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank you. I want to praise you in your son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Sarah.
Thank you, Pastor. And the next caller, last number 42202, your line is open.
Praise God. Praise God. Pastor, I was truly moved by the word. God is moving the old stuff out of the way for the new stuff. Hallelujah. Get ready for your new. And that's where I'm at right now in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay, it looks like
I know that I'm doing and I'm where God wants me to be.
Bishop, her phone has just caught, line has just dropped. So I did open her telephone line, just dropped. Which here we go. It's open. It's back again.
Okay.
Hello, Pastor Henry. I don't know if you heard all of the comments. Okay, I'm wondering. Bishop, if you'll repeat it because her phone just disconnected briefly.
All righty, will do. Pastor, I was telling you that your word met me where I was at tonight. God is moving the old stuff out of the way for the new. Get ready for your new. And that God hastens to perform his word. I'm in a valley of decision. Because I don't want to do anything that's not of God. My ministry has been in existence for 20 years, and it went from Feed My Sheep Ministries to Feed My Sheep Outreach. And just as God had appointed me to be a bishop, then my health started to decline. Began to, what, God, is this you? Is this you, God? Amen. But I know I still take authority in the name of Jesus over whatever. When I'm praying, whatever I'm doing, ministering, whatever. So for whatever the reason, I don't know, but here I am.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesus. Glory. But you know what? And I know you know this too, and just about every pastor. You know what? God begins, and I know this to be true because whenever God gives me, and I don't like putting myself in, but sometimes you have to put yourself in.
Yes, we do.
And like you said, sometimes, but you know, you said your health began to decline. And I remember when God had called me to the ministry, I don't know where the sickness came from. I don't know where the sickness came from. I don't know what, but my health has started deteriorating. And I'm saying, God, why is this happening? And then he took me in the Bible. He took me in the Word of God. And I began to look at all the men of God that were accepting the call and those that were going through. Everybody had something going on with them. And I was saying, God, why are all these people sick?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was going through something. When God put a great mandate on, and those people had great mandates on their lives. And when God put a great mandate on your life, the enemy gonna come. And I always tell the people, fear, and then fear grips us. But we know fear is just false evidence appearing real. We gonna take authority over that. We gonna take authority because God. Can I sing a song? Can I sing a little bit of this song to her?
No, you can sing all you want. Come on.
The song say, I am going somewhere in the Lord, and I won't turn back. Lord, I won't turn back. Lord, I won't turn back. I will go. I hear you saying, I'm going regardless. I will go. I shall go to see what the end is going to bring. So I hear you saying, I'm going. I don't care what it takes. You saying, I'm like Paul. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. I'm going. And I'm going to believe God with you, my sister. That too shall pass. That too shall pass. Whatever that he's, you know, the enemy, whenever God's people begin to do things, the Bible said this, fool started meddling, so that's what he is. Fool started meddling. He's a fool.
Amen.
You know, my girlfriend is sick. My girlfriend is sick right now. She had a stroke and she's still up. But, you know, every day that devil come with something different. And then I said, God, you know she and I are team. My sister, I'm a team with you. I'm going to touch and agree with you. I said, she and I are team. I said, but the devil's so stupid. I said, he's a fool. He beat her up and then left me standing. No, I'm going to touch and agree. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to pull down everything that he
did. Yes,
come on now. So I'm going to touch and agree with you, and we're going to pull down everything that the enemy puts up.
Yeah.
I don't know who he thinks he is, but we're going to pull it down. And then God said, I take care of the Bo-O-Sha. He said, cannot Obo-Sha. I even hear God say, cannot I see? And then I hear God say that the stuff that you're going through, even in your body, God said, you get ready. I told you I was moving that old stuff out your way. Get ready for the new.
Yes, Lord.
Get ready. God said, get ready for it. Girl, hey. Come on. We just going to, you and I going to praise God together.
I know you're right.
Praising,
I know you're right.
Come on. That's right. Let's do it. We're going to praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hey,
glory
God,
to God. Thank you, Lord. Know that it's hallelujah. It's already done.
God
said, this is your fruit. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord, I know you see exactly what's going on, God. But we come against that. You told us where there are two or three gathered. And we all gathered here today. And God is shepherd. You said it. You said it. Because she has found favor in your sight, God. You said this too shall pass. You're moving the old stuff to make room for her new. And God, I thank you. I'm going to glorify you with her.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And I tell you thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and the things you're about to do. In your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is already done.
Amen.
God bless you, my sister.
It's God. God bless. Thank you. God
bless.
Dear God, The guy who picks us up.
No, he ain't go to the van.
Okay, Pastor Benjamin, your line is open for the final words.
Amen. Yes, Pastor.
Before you finish, can I say something to her again?
Sure,
the line is open.
Okay, Bishop, I don't know. I heard you say you from feed, you did have feed my sheep. What's the name of the church now?
Feed My Sheep Outreach Ministries.
Outreach. Now, let me ask you something. I don't know. Are you looking for a building? Because I saw a building.
I wasn't.
I saw a building.
Okay.
I saw a big building.
Okay.
So, I don't know what's happening, what you trying to do. I don't know, but I saw a big God said, "You get ready because He's sending the outreach that you have. He's getting ready to enhance and He's getting ready to add on. But see, what He's getting ready to do, where you at won't be big enough for Him to do what He's going to do."
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Him.
Amen.
Pastor Benjamin.
Amen. We thank God that He is our provider. I thank God for my friend, Pastor Martha Henry, of whom she is no stranger to being on Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Scott and I. She has been on several times when we're on every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. And I said, "Pastor, I want you to get on in the morning. I need you to be on." And she said, "I'll be on." And she has been on and prayed with us and prayed for the people. And she has just been a good pastor friend to me. And I just love her. And I love every one of the speakers that we've had on this week. I tried. Look how God worked. I tried to get Pastor Bishop Melvina on Tuesday before the service started, and I couldn't reach her. And she calls me back today from Tuesday, and she got on tonight. She got excited and started preparing to get on before we even came on. And the word that Pastor gave on tonight, that he's going to remove the old to make room for the new. I too received that message, and I raked it in for myself. And I'm excited about Jesus. I thank God again for all of my speakers. I'm sorry that this was not a church service that you all could go home with an honorarium. But look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, because He said He would supply your every need. I thank you all for being my friend in the gospel. I tell you, a friend will come to your rescue at no cost. Your friend will be there to help you to get from point A to point B. I have a friend in Delaware who sings a song, Rosie Johnson Jakes. I'm moving from a place to a purpose. And I thank God when God performs His miracles in our lives, He moves us from a place to a purpose. And I thank Him for the performance tonight. And I don't know where I am right now. I'm in a place. I'm in a quiet place. And I just thank God because I hear the song in my ears, "I've Got the Victory." Hallelujah. And I just thank you, Pastor Fields, for calling me and being able for you to go on and receive what thus saith the Lord unto you. Pastor Henry, again, many thanks. Pastor Gertie, much thanks. Pastor Evelyn Burst, I love you with the love of the Lord and our sisterly love, and, of course, my apostle, Apostle Cheryl Wade. I met her last year at the same time, and we have not been apart since. In fact, the prophet last night, who didn't know anything about she and I, said that you girls are so close, you're like Siamese twins. God had to separate you for a period of time. You stopped talking, but now you're back at it again. So I just thank God for his goodness. I thank God for Evangelist Franklin, elect lady, being here with me. And it's just so nice and pleasant here in El Paso. We've got to get ready to go out at 7. But you all pray my strength in the Lord. Keep me lifted up. Dr. Scott, I love you. And it ain't nothing that you can do about it. And while I'm giving a shout-out to Dr. Scott, I'd like to give a shout-out to my own husband. I hope he's still on the line. He's been hanging in there this week. Pray for him, too. He's facing surgery next month. And pray that the will of the Lord will be done. And because thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God has brought him back from death. He died in 1997 when he had his stroke. And God brought him back, and then the doctors gave him up for dead in 1998, and God has let him live thus far. So that is the same God that I'm looking unto for my nephew, Jimmy, that God is going to give him life. And I just know this God, and I just thank him for everything. I tell you, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. Come what may, from day to day, sometimes I do fret, but I know that the Lord is my friend. And Pastor Henry's members, those of you that are on the line listening to your pastor, I know you were proud because it was a very good, clear message. But just expect God to move. I don't know what this interference is on the line. It hasn't been here all week. But we're still going on in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And thank you, Sarah, for hanging in there with me. Sarah has been on every night, and I thank God for her being around. Dr. Gregory Scott Bishop.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, born and after.